George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Crossroads Repertory Theater presents The Velveteen Rabbit, the classic story by Margaret Williams Bianco, in a new musical adaptation by Sharon Ammon, the director of theater and drama at St. Mary of the Woods College, with music by the music director for the show, John Burst. Sharon, thanks very, very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, George.
Tell us about your choice. Why The Velveteen Rabbit?
Well, when the artistic director at Crossroads Rep asked me if I would do a children's show, I said, we need to do something in the public domain so that I can adapt it and add to it. And the first thing I thought of was The Velveteen Rabbit. I knew it was in the public domain, and I have never seen any of the adaptations done, so I thought, oh, I'd love to try my hand at that. It's a short story, so I could add to it and try to keep the flavor of the original author.
Now, in working on the adaptation and the lyrics, you also worked with your music director, John Burst.
Yes, he is just magnificent. He's from the East Coast, and he's been in Indiana for just the last couple of years, I believe, and just a wonderful composer and pianist. He'll also be accompanying the show.
Can you tell us just a little bit about the musical language that John Burst has used with your lyrics, Sharon? What does the show sound like?
Oh, it has a kind of an old-fashioned sound. There's some very poignant, wonderful, lyrical, legato kind of pieces about being real, and they intertwine with other pieces so that two solos can go together into a duet, and that's a lot of fun. There's a wonderful bouncy number about the seaside, and of course the very mean mechanical toys who fancy that they're better than everyone else have a little mechanical toy march.
When you were working on this, you also were thinking a little bit about choreography for this particular show. What kind of choreographic challenges you've offered to your characters?
Oh, yes. Well, we were working pretty hard today on our rabbits. We have three little rabbits who come and talk to the Velveteen Rabbit and tease him a little bit about not being real. And they have a hippity-hop song that requires a lot of hopping, a lot of kind of little old vaudeville moves, which is what I like to choreograph, and really, really energetic. But fortunately, most of the cast is very young, so they can hop around a lot more than I'd be able to.
As you were working on this story, thinking a lot about the importance that we put really on children's stories that we remember and want to take our children to, or perhaps our grandchildren, what do you think people take back home from The Velveteen Rabbit? What would you hope that that children learn from it?
Well, it's just a beautiful story about how love is the most important thing in the world, and how we look and how we age doesn't really matter, because the older we get, the more mature we get, and the more love we have, the more important we are to each other. So it's a very non-materialistic story, because, of course, the older the Velveteen Rabbit gets and shabbier, it's only because he is loved. And as they say in the story, people who don't love people as they get older only don't love them because they just don't understand. And I think that's a wonderful message for children.
We've been talking with Sharon Ammon. She's the adapter, director, and also the lyricist for a new musical adaptation of the classic story The Velveteen Rabbit, with music by John Burst. It's at the Crossroads Repertory Theater. It opens on Thursday the 2nd, plays Thursday and Friday, skips the 4th of July, and then plays Sunday afternoon in a 4 o'clock matinee and enters the repertoire. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.